Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, December 15th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got a new exciting feature to make it easier to use our data in order to bring context to your logs. Now, one of the questions we always get is where people send us log snippets and the like, whether or not there are any bad IP addresses in these logs. Well, that's of course not an easy to answer question, but we try to make this a little bit easier now with our Color My Logs feature. Essentially, just a page where you can copy, paste a log snippet into, and it will then mark up any IP addresses it finds based on data from our databases. So give it a try and share it with friends if you find it helpful. And if you're performing pen tests, you probably have used Mimikatz before. Mimikatz does allow you to extract stored password hashes and the like from memory on Windows systems. Well, there is now a neat and new summary for the different command line options for Mimikatz, essentially sort of a cheat sheet that will make it easier to use this amazing tool. For defenders, this page also includes ways to detect the use of Mimikatz. That's of course important if you're trying to protect yourself from attackers that use Mimikatz. And Joomla today released a critical patch for all versions of its popular content management system. The vulnerability allows remote code execution via a crafted user agent string, so extremely easy to exploit, and there are proof of concept exploits out there. Sucuri reports that they have seen exploitations for this flaw as early as December 12th. So certainly something that's already out there and actively being exploited, more so after all details are available now. And according to Forbes, the controversial Apple virus checker and optimization software MacKeeper had a MongoDB database exposed to the internet and even listed in Shodan, which held all user informations for customers, including MD5 hashed passwords. The company behind MacKeeper did state that they went through their logs and they only found one unauthorized access from that particular researcher who published these results, and they're going to upgrade the passwords now to SHA-256, which is better than MD5 if nothing else, but still pretty vulnerable to brute forcing. At least in their press release, when I read it, there was nothing I saw about, for example, salting these hashes or doing something extra, like maybe encrypting the hash after it has been created. And trying to de-anonymize Tor users, of course, has become a big deal over the last few years. There are now new defenses against some of the methods that have been attempted to de-anonymize Tor in the past. One way to de-anonymize Tor is, for example, fingerprinting of web applications. If you're connecting to specific websites, the rate at which data is being returned, the amount of data being returned, can sometimes give an attacker some idea whether or not you are connected to a specific website. Well, there are a number of different ways how this can be prevented. One way was to essentially just make sure that any data being transmitted across Tor does follow a specific rhythm, so any rhythm imposed by the web application is removed, but this requires that some data is delayed, and so it adds additional latency. This new method will add little additional data to the data stream. This way, again, you sort of get a rhythm that's not necessarily linkable to the original website, but you don't really have to add a lot of additional data, and you only have to add data if there's nothing really being transmitted anyway, so latency is not going to be affected for the normal data. Interesting interesting approach. Not sure how important this is at this point, but certainly as attacks against Tor are becoming more sophisticated, some additional defenses like this may need to be considered. And then I actually forgot to mention late last week that we had another patch set from Apple. This is not the big one that we had on Tuesday, and that's probably why I overlooked this second one. There's a second security update for Yosemite that was released on the 11th. Now, this particular update, I believe, just fixes issues with the prior update. And then we also had an update for iTunes for Windows 7 and later. So that was also released on the 11th. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.